Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I think the only thing better than food are the food festivals that are held in honor of a particular food. Ah, the beloved food festival, where it's okay to eat tomato candy and zucchini ice cream and a lot of other crazy, wonderful stuff. Here to tell us about some of the food festivals in Vermont is Sally Pollack. She writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Why don't you start with a quick rundown of the range of food festivals out there?
Well, you could really eat your way through summer in Vermont. And summer, I will say, is a better time to have a food festival. Having sat at a chili festival in March outside,
in Middlebury.
You need a lot of chili to get through that sleet. There are sort of four basic categories that I found, which are dairy and farm festivals, or harvest festivals and dairy festivals. A lot of strawberry festivals. There are what I call variety pack festivals, which could be barbecue competitions, jerky, cider fests, demos, local food festivals, and then there's a lot of beer and wine festivals.
Our favorite. How about any festivals up in the Northeast Kingdom?
There's a neat one in mid-August called Kingdom Farm and Food Days, in which many farms and other organizations, Sterling College, participate. Free farm tours, free food, and it ends with a free dinner prepared by Necky at High Mowing Seeds in Walcott, and it's supposed to be great food. I haven't been. I'm sure it is great because it's using the harvest food of farms produced up there and prepared by Necky. Farms donated. And actually, that's really the beginning of a season of harvest festivals, which includes the one that will be repeated at Oakledge Park in Burlington in mid-September, Eat by Northeast, which has that cookout. I don't know if people will be cooking out all night again, but there will be lots of food pairings, demonstrations, workshops, music, and some kind of barbecue.
Have you attended any of these food festivals recently?
I went in late June as the strawberry season kicked in to Maz's 20th anniversary strawberry festival at their farm, Sam Maz's farm in Colchester, which is now run by three of his daughters. Well, first of all, I thought I was arriving at a strawberry festival, and I got there and felt like I was at the Champlain Valley Fair. Kettle corn, cotton candy, sausage sizzling, pizza, lemonade, you name it. It was ripe in strawberries in one field and junk food across the road. And it was really neat. There were 2,000 people there, maybe more. Beautiful, beautiful day. And I learned from Lori Mazza, the oldest of their six children, that the festival started 20 years ago to honor their mother who had recently died. And she said, we did it to lift our spirits. Mm. And I would say 20 years later, spirits were still lifted. The kids were having a great time. There were strawberry shortcake eating contests where you couldn't use your hands or your utensils. People just bowed their head into strawberries and whipped cream and it got pretty messy. Messy and delicious, as the winner said to me.
So you didn't win?
No, I didn't enter. I watched.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing food festivals in Vermont. Sally, what about the cheese festival that's held at Shelburne Farms every year?
So this festival is actually rated by Fodor's Travel, which is a fairly well-known travel publication, as one of the 10 best food festivals in the U.S. How they determine that, I don't know. But I will say that before I came here today, I tried to count the number of food vendors and cheesemakers that would be at it, and I gave up at 100. So this is at Shelburne Farms, and it brings people. It's a big event. I talked to one farmer who has a little dairy farm in East Albany up in the Northeast Kingdom. It's called Sweet Rowan's. His name is Paul Lisai, and he said it's a great time for them to come and sort of rub shoulders with foodies. He's up there milking cows. Actually, his cheesemaker comes milking cows and, you know, sort of focused on making a variety of cheeses. And they come down and make a little money and meet foodies and hang out at the Coach Barn.
And that cheese festival sells out almost instantly.
It does.
Any festivals that are coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Well, there's one that I don't think I'll attend that sounds very interesting. There are some week-long festivals. There's some whole blueberry 10 days down in southern Vermont and Wilmington with a variety of things. And it begins with playing in blueberry Jell-O. And I think playing in Jell-O might be funner than eating it. I've never liked to eat it. There's Bennington has a beer week, and that includes a tour of a hops farm in Pownall, which seemed like it would be a neat thing to do. And then there's always the Vermont Brewers Festival, which is on the waterfront in Burlington, which is if it's nice weather, even if it's not, but if it's nice weather, that's a great, great, beautiful place for a beer festival with brewers from Vermont and New England and lots of food and a lot of fun.
Now, you mentioned the Hops Festival. That's not something you can eat. So what goes on at that festival?
That's part of Bennington Brewers Week, and it's just a chance to tour this farm that has several varieties of hops, including heritage varieties. And it'd be interesting. I think a lot of us have been to dairy farms and produce farms. I've never seen hops growing in Vermont, actually, except in my backyard, actually. Other than that, it sounds like an interesting thing to do.
Sally Pollock writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.